Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean old-school jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 that actually fits a drum and bass track, instead of sounding like some random trance preset got lost on the way to the rave. The whole idea here is simple. We want a bright, rhythmic, slightly tense arpeggio that can support an intro, sit on top of a drop, or drive a transition. In jungle and old-school DNB, that kind of ARP is huge because it gives you motion without clogging the low end. It's not about writing a massive melody. Think hook fragment, a little shard of energy. Something that locks into the break and the bass and just keeps the tune moving forward. First thing, set your project tempo around 172 BPM. That's a very solid old-school jungle zone. Fast enough to feel urgent, but still clear enough that your ARP reads properly over the drums. Create a new MIDI track and name it something practical like ARP Main. I also like to color-code it so I'm not hunting for it later when the session gets busy. And set up a 4-bar loop right away, because in DNB you really want to hear how the phrase breathes across a full musical cycle. Before you get too deep into sound design, mute the drums and bass for a moment if they're already in the project. That might sound backwards, but it's a really good workflow move. Build the ARP on its own first. If it sounds solid solo, then you can make it fit the mix. If you design it while the whole track is blasting, you often end up overprocessing it just to hear it. Now for the synth. Keep the source simple. You can use operator for a tight, classic tone or wavitable if you want a little more movement. With operator, start with a sine or triangle-like shape, then add a very low amount of saw or square if you want a bit more bite. Don't overstack it. The cleaner the source, the easier it is to shape into that old-school jungle character later. Set a short amp envelope. Very fast attack, moderate decay, a decent sustain, and a short release. You want the notes to speak quickly and then get out of the way. The ARP should feel crisp, not like a pad, and not like a giant super saw wash either. If you use wavitable, keep the wavitable positions simple and don't go too wild with unison. 2 to 4 voices max is usually enough if you want a little width, without smearing the rhythm. Next, write the MIDI pattern. Keep it small and focused. 1 or 2 bars is enough to start. Stick to notes from a minor key or a dark mode, because that's where a lot of classic jungle tension lives. Root, minor third, fifth, maybe an octave, and then maybe one passing tone if the line needs a little movement. If you're in D minor, a figure built around D, F, A, and C can work really well. Simple, but effective. And here's a key point. Don't think of this as a full melody. Think of it as a rhythmic melodic cell. A clean little loop that repeats with intention. Use 1/16 notes as your bass, but leave some gaps. In jungle, note omission is a groove tool. Sometimes removing one step gives you more forward motion than adding another note. Use velocity changes too. Not every hit should land the same. Give the phrase some spoken rhythm, some accents, some life. If you want a more classic ARP workflow, drop Ableton's Arpeggiator before the synth. Set it to up, or try converge or diverge if you want a little more character. Start with 1/16 rate. Maybe 1/16 triplet if you want that rolling jungle feel. Keep the gate around 55 or 60% as a starting point. That's a sweet spot where the line feels short and decisive, but it doesn't become too choppy. Too much gate and it loses energy. Too little and it starts turning into a wash. Now we make it sound like jungle instead of just MIDI notes. Add auto filter after the synth. Start with a low pass filter and bring the cutoff into a sensible range. Maybe somewhere between 500 Hz and a couple of kilohertz depending on the patch. Add a bit of resonance, but not too much. The real magic comes from movement. Automate that cutoff over 4 or 8 bars so the ARP opens gradually across the phrase. Maybe it starts filtered and restrained, then gets brighter as the section builds, then resets for the loop. That kind of filter motion is classic old-school behavior. It gives you energy and progression without needing a new part every bar. If you want a little more edge, add saturator after the filter. Just a few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and match the output so you're judging tone instead of volume. If the patch needs a slightly rougher vintage finish, you can add a tiny bit of redux, but be careful. A little goes a long way. We want character, not crunchy disaster. For extra motion, delay is your best friend. Use echo or delay with a sync time like 1/8 dotted or 1/16, and keep the feedback controlled. Filter the delay so the low end stays clean. You don't want the echoes fighting your sub or your kick drum. Same with reverb. Keep it short, keep it filtered, and use it tastefully. In DNB, a lot of the space should come from smart arrangement and delay tails, not a giant wash that sits over the whole mix. A really good workflow move here is to route delay and reverb through sends instead of stacking them directly on the ARP. That gives you control per section. More atmosphere in the intro, less in the drop, maybe a delayed tail for a transition. That's how you make one ARP act like multiple elements without rebuilding it every time. Then bring in EQ8. High pass it to clear out the low end, often somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the sound. If it gets harsh around the upper mids, tame that a little. If it sounds boxy, dip some low mids. The big idea is to make sure the ARP lives in its lane. In a drum and bass track, the break, the sub, and the res are already doing a lot. The ARP has to support them, not compete with them. Stereo though, discipline matters a lot here too. Keep the body fairly centered. If you want width, let the delay and subtle unison create it, not huge stereo detune that falls apart in mono. Check mono regularly. That's one of those boring teacher-style habits that saves you from club system heartbreak later. Once the sound is working, arrange it like a real D-den bean element. Don't just let it loop forever. Maybe it starts as a filtered 16-bar intro driver. Then it opens up as the breaks come in. Maybe it supports the drop only in the gaps between bass phrases. Maybe it disappears for 2 bars and comes back with a delay tail and a switch-up. That kind of behavior makes it feel intentional and musical. Automation is your secret weapon. Open the filter as you approach a transition. Raise the reverb send just before a fill. Push the delay feedback on the last hit of a phrase. Drop the ARP out for half a bar and let the drum fill breathe. This is the stuff that makes old-school jungle arrangements feel alive. Repetition is the foundation, but variation is what keeps the energy moving. If you want to level up the workflow, resample the ARP once it's working. Route it to a new audio track, record a few bars, and chop the best parts into audio clips. This is really useful in DNB because it lets you commit to a vibe and move faster. You can reverse a tail, slice a 1-bar section, or create a pickup into the next phrase. Resampling turns a synth part into an arrangement tool. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ARP too wide in the low mids. That muddies the mix fast. Second, don't use too many notes. A cleaner phrase usually sounds more expensive. Third, don't leave the filter fully open the whole time. That kills the sense of movement. Fourth, don't drown it in reverb. And most importantly, don't judge it only in solo. Always test it with the break and the bass, because that's where the real truth lies. If you want a darker edge, you can play with minor seconds or flattened notes at the end of a phrase, just enough to make the line feel uneasy. You can also add a faint noise layer or an octave up copy for extra air, but keep the core clean. Dirty the edge, not the whole patch. That's a good rule in underground D&B sound design. Here's a nice practice move. Build 3 versions of the same ARP. One clean and dry. One with filter automation and delay. And one resampled to audio with a chopped variation. Then test all 3 against a breakbeat loop, a sub, and a simple res. You'll quickly hear which one belongs in the intro, which one supports the drop, and which one is strongest as a transition. So the big takeaway is this. Keep the ARP simple, rhythmic, and tightly phrased. Use stock Ableton devices to shape it. Let filter motion, delay, arrangement, and a bit of saturation do the heavy lifting. If the core idea is strong, you can turn one clean ARP into a proper old-school jungle weapon without cluttering the mix. Alright, that's the workflow. Build it clean, keep it disciplined, and let the rhythm do the talking.